The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, welcome to Wednesday, August 6th, 2025. It's 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. And, thanks for joining us this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
I'm going to put you on the spot today, man.
Oh.
I'm going to ask you questions.
All right.
All right.
I'll try to get you some answers.
Okay. So, and I appreciate that, how you and Dave, when I'm talking about something and I go over, so what's happening? You know, what's that? And then you all just hop right onto the computer and just like little computer elves and get in there and find it. Hey, what national day today?
It is.
Or is it? Do we have one?
Wiggle Your Toes Day.
Oh, come on. Come on. Wiggle Your Toes Day. That has got to be.
You know.
No. That has got to be. Is there any. Okay, what's the story? Is there a story behind it?
Let's see.
Wiggle Your Toes Day?
A chance to show off the digits on your feet.
Oh my God! Okay,
take a walk in fresh grass and give your
It's enough. Okay,
it's National Root Beer Float Day, but I feel like we've had that day before.
Well, there's root beer floats and there's you know what? They're where do y'all get this from? There's got to be another
the National Day Calendar.
National Day Calendar. Jeez. Okay. I'm, you know, it's not your fault. My God. Okay. Hey, let's move right on to the weather. Today, partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny and hot with a high near 97. Is it cloudy outside? It wasn't cloudy when I got up.
No.
Okay. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 70. Now, we're going to start hitting triple digits tomorrow with, we're going to hit 100, and then Friday, 104, Saturday, 106, Sunday, 105, Monday, 105, and then it starts going down to 102 on Tuesday. And in the evening, it's going to be the low 70s. So we're going to start seeing triple digits tomorrow for the next 4 or 5 days. So be prepared for that. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And the weather report's always brought to you. You know, we've dodged a bullet this year. In July. I mean, July's been really nice when you think about it. The weather. We had some 80 days in here. So I imagine August is going to start making up for it. Let's just hope in September we don't have like 3 weeks of triple digits.
Yeah.
Because then, see, the fire season really kicks off in October.
Yeah, if it's hot like that.
The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business. It's locally owned. It's locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. It's been around for like 30 years, and the third generation of the Kenny family is running Shasta Gas, or, you know, working at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Great service. Can't say enough about it. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. All right. Yesterday, you want to know what I did on my birthday?
What did you do?
I stood for 2.5 hours. My horse was getting shod.
You stood?
Yeah, I stood there with her, you know, okay, because, you know, she's, you know, rubbing her head. Because she is, when we first got her, she wasn't dangerous. But what she did was she would just pull her foot back. And Farrier's not going to be able to hold that. And now she gets worked on and she'll, almost, it's like she's going to sleep. I mean, her head's kind of down and she's relaxed and she's, you know, licking her lips. So, but she has to have some pads put on her front hooves. So that takes a while. And the Kelly and Kevin Morrill are farriers, and they work with Dr. Kelly Shaw, who was taking care of Adina when she was going through that hoof problem. And so, but they come out and they work so hard. I mean, they were they stay in touch with you. And, you know, we were going to meet at between 12 and 1, and then they sent me a text that, hey, we've got some hard horses here. So it was 2, but at 2 o'clock they roll right in there. And then when you look at it, I started taking a farrier's class back, gosh, in my 20s when I was a young Marine. And I got through like 3 or 4 classes, and I got deployed. So, and let me tell you, being a farrier is not an easy job. It is not an easy job.
It doesn't sound easy.
Well, you got to know diseases. You got to know. I mean, it's more than just nailing iron on a horse's hoof. I mean, you know, the shaping of it.
I was going to say it's got to line up almost.
Oh no, like it's the perfect shaping of it, and there's no such. You know, you hear corrective shoeing. Well, it's not. There's really no corrective shoeing. You're putting a shoe on a horse, like, you know, that's having a problem. And what you're doing is you're compensating for this problem with the shoe you put on. You might have to build up one side, you know, but it isn't easy. I mean, you've seen them when they take the horseshoes and put it in the fire and, you know, in the furnace there and get them hot, and then you bend it and you shape it. Well, that happens. Like yesterday he had to, because this one shoe just wasn't fitting perfectly around her hoof. So he fired up the furnace there and heated it and was over there. It's just like the old time blacksmith. Ding, 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 yeah. Ding. And then I find out, they said, you know, a lot of times, cause, you know, you have an anvil for a long time, that a farrier will work on one part of that anvil. And, Kelly was telling me, she says, when I use a hammer, I strike with just, you know, on one side of that hammer. Because she's comfortable and that's the way she does it. She says, I'll wear a hammer out in 6 months.
She's always
think about this. I'll
spot.
Wear a hammer out in 6 months.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, farriers, good farriers, like an artist.
Yeah.
When it comes to shaping that, it's a, you know, cosmetic fix. It's not, I mean, corrective means you put it on for 3 months and then, oh, it's all fixed. Now, in some cases it may do that if a horse hasn't been trimmed right or it's been a while. And then you also get horses that they just don't like being shod. So they end up, so then you see them being tied up on the side of a rail and where they can't kick, or they'll tie up a leg where they can't kick. It's dangerous. I mean, it's a 1200 pound animal that is sitting there next time and next thing it launches at you. So, no, I appreciate a good farrier. When you find a good farrier, you want to keep them. You want to, you know, when they, you know, show up in the truck, you have iced tea for them or things like that. And then you're out in 108 degree weather working on a horse. So.
Yeah, that doesn't.
If you get underneath a horse, some horses are smart. They start shifting their weight over really slowly. Then all of a sudden you're holding up an 1100 pound horse leading on you. Whoa. And that was just through the third or fourth class. And back then he said, if you can't make $100 a day being a farrier, you're not trying. Well, back then in the '70s, $100 a day was pretty good. You know, that was pretty good pay.
Yeah.
Now it's quite a bit more, but then the cost of everything has gone up dramatically. Everything that, you know, they have to use pads, shoes, and now they're having, and now, then there was a shortage. And when you get into the special shoes, when it takes them, they're back ordered for a lot of the, you know, a lot of the special shoes you might have to use. So, yes, I just feel, you know what, and there's, and everybody, who's your farrier? It's one of those things, like, who's your farrier? And do you, and people, when they have a good farrier, I mean, they can't say enough about them. And farriers, there's a lot of them are just really, I mean, they're busy. And a lot of them are getting older, so they're taking less horses. So, anyway, that's what I did on my birthday. And you know what? It was extremely satisfying.
That's all you did, though? The only thing you did all
day? Well, I went out last night to, you know, Kobe's down the street here. It was with two other couples that we're friends with, but haven't really had a chance to see them. And two of them just got back. Okay, I got to take a break, and I've got all these other things to talk about. Let me tell you what I learned last night. They just went to a trip to Europe and drove through Europe. But it was something they took with them on the trip that I really had never thought of, but I was really, really impressed by. And that's what I'm going to talk about as soon as we get back from these messages.
Celebrate the end of summer with a family barbecue on your new Green Mountain Smart Control Pellet Grill from Kent's Meat and Groceries. Grill through your home Wi-Fi network from your favorite chair or even the pool. Shop Kent's Meat Department for fresh extra lean ground chuck, whole trim tri-tip T-bone or porterhouse steaks, plus watermelon and white corn on the cob, all on sale this month along with Bud, Miller, Coors, and Pepsi products. Don't forget side dishes and salads made fresh daily from Kathy's Deli. Kent's Meat's a grocery in Kathy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Redden Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Labor Day weekend.
Finally, transparent elections in Shasta County. Your new county clerk, Clint Curtis, needs your support now. We're having a fantastic fundraising dinner at Wind River, August 28th. Live auction, drawing, games, and of course, great people. Get your tickets now. This event will sell out. Call Patrick at 530-222-3223 or Jody at 530-510-3533. Clint Curtis, county clerk, fundraising dinner this August 28th at Wind River. And thank you for your support.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras a
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Okay, so last night we went out for dinner, and a couple that we know real well went over to Europe for 2-3 weeks. They did a driving tour, and they were there. They went to a wedding of family members and all this. But the woman was wearing these, and I'd never seen her wear them before. They're these like black kind of horn-rimmed glasses. Well, this she got this from these glasses have got a camera built into them.
Okay, yeah.
And have you seen these? And so you can record things. It comes from Bill Gates, one of these Bill Gates things. But it does more. You can look at a menu and you say, translate menu. And it translates the menu in your and gives it to you in your ear. I mean, because there's a little speaker there. Have you ever seen these?
I've heard about them, but well, I haven't really done a lot of research.
They were in France, and she would look at a menu and say, translate menu. And that menu would tell, and it would translate what was on the menu. The other thing is while people are speaking to her, it will translate what they are saying to her.
Now that's kind of
France,
neat.
Italy, in the Netherlands, they
and then you don't really look like you're
like a total idiot.
Yeah, because you have your glasses on, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't realize. I mean,
yeah, I didn't realize that either.
They're like $400 for a set, and they come in as something that looks like a Ray-Ban, case, but it charges in there.
Yeah, the Ray-Ban Meadows.
And she's had them on like for 4 hours while they were doing a bike ride, and she could record part of it. And then you come up to signs, it would translate signs and directions and all that if you needed it. But I found that fascinating.
Oh, that's very fascinating. I mean,
yeah. And I said, well, you know, they're going to Texas here soon. And I said, well, it's a good thing you got them for when you go to Texas so you can translate. You know, because sometimes Texas people say things. You're like, what? The menus aren't too hard, you know.
Yeah.
Everything's fried. You want, okay, fried chicken, chicken fried steak, fried salad. We have fried salad here with fried cucumbers. But, no, I found that very interesting. Yeah. Okay, let's move along here. Looks like the city council has voted to formally certify a citizen-led petition seeking a November special election on the proposed 1% sales tax approved by voters. If approved by voters on November 4th, and that's when it's going to be, the city sales tax would climb from 7.25 to 8.25. The projected annual revenue, about $30 million, would be legally dedicated to specific services, including public safety, road and infrastructure improvements, parks, and regional airport operations and enhancement to major civic venues. And the funding is designed to fill several unmet needs identified by city departments. Now, because it's citizen-led, it only needs a 50% plus one vote. And it would begin in April 2026. So this is going, stand by for this one. I've talked to both sides of this, and both sides are gearing up. for the, you know, and we're going to have people in here that have members of that committee that got this thing pushed through, plenty of votes or plenty of signatures. And then we're going to be talking to people on the other side about it. But it still comes down to the fact. And then we're talking to people about, well, how big is the deficit? You got Tanessa, that's saying it's worse than it's being reported. And then you've got Mike Littell saying, no, it's not. It's up, you know, it's balanced. And you've got two people on the same city council are speaking, you know.
Yeah,
differently. And so we're going to try and Dennis has been on, so we're getting Mike, or we'll get another member of the city council, Barry Tippin, on and say, wait a minute, this is what she said, and this is what you're saying. So where is the answer? I mean, come on, guys. You're all sitting in the same room. Let's find out what that means. All right. Let me see. Where – the Wind River's having their Raiden Rancheria is having their Discover Health Fair today. It starts at 9 a.m. It goes to 2 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. And attendees can learn about health from local vendors and wellness representatives, and you get free health screenings, blood pressure checks, body fat analysis, body mass index assessments, diabetes pre-screen, and more. It's all free. It's out at Raiden Rancheria in the event center there. So please take advantage of this. And there'll be other vendors there, and there'll be medical professionals. So
yeah, it says special activities for kids, too. It looks like
there's going to be
crafting vendors.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of things like that. And, okay. On the way home last night, Linda goes, she sees a sign at a gas station coming in off 44. It says Kratom for sale. And she said, well, what's that? I said, I don't know. I've never heard of it. Well, it turns out that Kratom is in the news lately in the sense of it's a herbal substance that has a stimulant and opiate-like effect. And the stimulant effect includes alertness, rapid heartbeat, increased energy. And it can also cause effects such as relaxation, confusion, and pain release, similar to opiates and sedatives. Now, that's what... and then this article goes on and on, and it talks about Kratom. And I would urge people to read about the whole thing, because it's a lot more than just a pill like this. USA Today had a story that people become severely addicted to this. And it's a plant ingredient sold in products sold at gas stations, liquor stores, and smoke shops across the country by various companies. And a lot of them had no history of substance abuse prior to ingesting this. So this isn't just something, I'm going to, like a Red Bull or something.
It comes from a tropical tree.
Yeah, it's out of South Asia. Yeah. Absolutely. And it can become dangerous. It can become addicted. Kratom, some medical experts are saying, has addictive potential, and getting hooked on it often carries devastating consequences. You can get hooked. So one woman just, maxed out her credit cards, went $50,000 in debt, crashed his credit score, and has crushing withdrawals. So it's interesting. I did not realize that this thing was so big and could cause this much. FDA has not approved it. And they say, it can do this and this. Well, the FDA hasn't approved it. And in fact, have taken some of it off the shelves because of the amount of stimulants that are in it.
It says it has a long history in Southeast Asia, and it's known by like five other names.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's, I think of that stuff they were using in Somalia, Gond, something like that. It was a plant that they chew, and it was like a narcotic effect. And it kind of made you sleepy and all this, according to people that took it. But it also affected your mind. And they were chewing it all the time. The guys were, a lot of the people there. And so is it a stimulant, or does it relax you? Or does it, it affects people different ways. Anyway. Okay. So before we leave and get to our guest, I have to talk about what's happening in South Florida. Have you ever heard of the Florida Man?
The Florida man? No.
Yeah. They have these stories. A man in Florida, you know, jumped into an alligator.
Okay.
You know, feeding pen to wrestle an alligator, except there were 30 of them in there. Right. And, you know, things like woman drives home with man stuck in her windshield in Florida. It's just things like this. Look it up. It says Florida man stories. But here now in South Florida, they've begun deploying solar-powered robot decoys designed to look like rabbits to lure out invasive pythons for capture. You know, the pythons have overrun the Everglades to the point that wildlife resource managers are increasing their efforts to capture and remove them. You know, they've got bounties on these boa constrictors and pythons. People go out at night.
Yeah.
And they get paid by the pound.
Yep.
And they're, 20 foot, 15 foot, yes. You know, 4 foot pythons, they're capturing them. And they drive along the roads with a spotlight. They see one. And then the chase is on. So when they get them. Anyway, so now they've also, the pythons particularly like rabbits, which are a key food source for other native species like bobcats, panthers, and raptors. So they're developing these small robotic rabbit decoys to get them out so they can capture them. Only in Florida. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break from the news. And we come back, we've got American Legion with us, and then at 8 o'clock, we've got the Reading Police Department that's going to join us. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers reside in the business there that's been around well over 30 years. It's locally owned, locally operated. It started by Leonard over 30 years ago, and then Rebecca and Henry bought it from Leonard about 10 years ago. Leonard still works there. You know, comes in on Mondays and keeps his hand in. Great selections of jewelry at very fair prices. The only place we go to shop for jewelry is Four Winds Jewelry, and it's been voted best in the North State for the last 3 years in a row. And they are. They're good. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with the American Legion.
Hey, Redding. Save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Yeah, I'm walking on sunshine. I need that today. Do you get? Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM Near Talk Radio with Carl Lindebaum. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:36 in the morning, about 67 degrees. Going up to 98 degrees today. So be prepared. Hey, Anderson's Jolly Giant Flea Market is closing.
I saw that.
Wow. We were just there. We were just there. You know, it's been forever since we've been there. Linda likes to go through. And she wanted to show me something, and the guy wasn't there. Okay. And they want to expand the site's recycling services. But that flea market's been there for, Dave, how long?
Well, that's been a long time. Because that used to be the plywood. And yeah. They took it over, and that's been there for, what, over 20 years.
Okay. So it's
at least.
Okay. I mean, it looks like it's been there 100 years. I mean, when you go into, go through this. But what's everybody going to do for this, for the big flea market? Where are you going to find all this stuff? Somebody else going to open one up? Anyway. I'm here with Dave Cockrell from American Legion. And good morning.
AmVets this morning.
Oh, it's AmVets. Oh, I'm
that's
sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. Because
I've got so many rolling through here. AmVets. Got
yes.
it.
Yes. So the first thing I'm going to say is AmVets 1, which is for making people recognize for suicide, uh-huh. that's going to be coming up in November. That'll be, we'll explain that later.
Okay.
But what I'm going to talk about, why is it important to join a post, a local post? If you want to get anything, if you have any issues with what's going on, let's say the VA or government, it all starts at a post. So if you want to complain about something, you have to belong to a post and bring it up the post level, then it goes up to the department, then
well,
the national.
Why is it important, first of all, that you have an organization like AmVets?
Why are you?
American
well,
Veterans. AmVets. Well, why is it, you know, because you say, well, you got to grow, you got, you know, you should join, but.
Okay.
But what kind of, what does that do? I mean, we start talking then into the national level.
Yes. Okay, let's talk yeah. about the legislation. What it does affect.
Mm-hmm.
Everything starts at the post level. In 2014, the national commander got up and said you had to fire Sadesky, the VA. And I understand what was going on, but they're putting in false reports on what was going on, and that was affecting veterans. So the American Legion National Commander said, hey, you have to fire him. Now, I was aboard ship. I understand it's the leadership that always gets the blunt. When you get false reports, and that's why it's important. So anyway, because the actions were going on from 2010 and still were continuing in 2014. So that's why the national commander says that's it. Now, how does that start? Someone had to complain at a post level, goes up to the department level, that all the states are will get involved, then it goes into the national commander. It just takes one individual report, and it starts all over. So let's take California, for example. A girl went to girls' auxiliary through the girls' state. She complained that they didn't get the same benefits that boys' state did in California. Well, I went to a senator, and the senator says, we got to change. And that caused a change in the American Legion boys' and girls' state. And we just honored two at Post 197 last night that went to the American Legion boys' and girls' state. The other thing is AMVETS has a program from K-1 to K-12 for Americanism, and that's going to be coming up shortly, and we'll explain that. So why is it important? Well, not only we do things in the community, we're doing things nationally, and that has to be at a post level. Let's take an example. In 2014, but when the Affordable Care Act came in effect, California's veterans lost the GI Bill because of what was a clause in the Affordable Care Act. Well, it took representatives in California, and it took a post level to say, okay, we need to change this. And it was changed by legislation in California. Well, that had to be started somewhere, and it had to do with the voices of all the veterans organization. Otherwise, the GI Bill would have been gone in California just because of a clause. So the other thing is, if you want to change something, right now I have a bunch of legislation that's going on. One is the proposed abortion for veterans. Well, if you have issues with that, the way you have to change that, you have to be in a post, sit there and say, okay, I want to make a resolution to go to the state, and then it goes up to national.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be, it's a stepping thing. But it's by, to get things changed, you have to have all veterans joining a veterans organization. I don't care if it's American Legion, AMVETS, VFW, DAV, all these are a voice in the state and the national. The other thing that happens is, and like I said, if you do not want to, if you want to bring up an issue, you have to bring it up at a basically a post level. And if we don't have the membership and the post level, all of these things we do in the community and the voice goes away. So that's
got to start from someplace, and you're saying it can start at the local level.
The local level.
But AMVETS itself, though,
yes,
has got a pretty powerful lobbying arm up at the federal government also.
Well, is that true? Yes, but right now we're working on mostly the state. And,
okay.
And that's through...
Because when I read things like, you know, things that are going to affect veterans, you'll see a number of organizations that come in there to talk to legislators,
right,
know, or there to testify in front of these hearings. And AMVETS is there, and the VFW is there,
American Legion's
there,
Fleet Reserve Association.
Yeah, you're all the ones at the national level are showing up now. Whether they're full time there, which I don't know if they are or not, but they will congregate there when they get into get into things that are affecting veterans. They'll be in front of committees,
right,
trying to give, you know, and, but they get their input from starting the post right here and working
right,
its way up.
The thing is, we have representatives that actually, veterans, that are in the legislation area.
Uh-huh.
So they actually will be going to committees and speaking on behalf. We've done that. We had when they wanted to have the home here, well, a whole bunch of veterans from the organizations,
uh-huh,
got in and went down to Sacramento and spoke. Because I remember Jack Tolbert spoke, and I think Gibson spoke. Well, these are veterans that belonged to veterans organizations, and they took a bus and they went down there.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, none of this stuff probably would be taking effect. So, like I said, it starts at a post level. What was the other thing I wanted to bring up about?
Well, first of all, we got to take a break. I'm here with Dave Cockrell, who is, are you the commander of the AMBITS here?
I'm the commander of the post, that's correct.
Commander of the post here, okay. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this, started her company back in 1993, has built two separate divisions here, insurance and financial management. If you're looking for more information on insurance, it's been really hard, as everybody knows, to get homeowners insurance. With all the changes in the insurance policies, insurance companies pulling out, well, Judy and her team have all the information you need to make sure that your property is insured. What about your retirement plan? Is it time to have somebody take a look at it? Well, it's a free review and analysis. Done by the Maxwell either insurance team or the financial management team. They do great work there. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. I'm real happy. Give her a call, 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Dave Cockrell and the AMBITS.
I'm Jack Tuttle, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. Over 30 years in the business, brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled area so he can work his magic on your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. He fixes it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. On the old Red Rover, he fixed about an 8-inch crack on my windshield, and it was, you know, it lasted for 17 years until I sold the Red Rover, and it was still good. Steve calls me up every so often and says, no, it still looks good. Okay, I may have exaggerated on that. But don't take a chance for your safety. Get it fixed. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. Jeff's the windshield whisperer, and he's a straight-shooting guy. He's not going to just tell you anything. He's going to give you a true synopsis of what's going on there. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's a locally owned operation. It's a locally run, and it's a veteran-owned business right here in town, small business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm here with Dave Cockrell, who is the president of the AmVets Post here, and we're talking about why it's important that veterans of all services
join local post.
Yeah, because things that the government has a tendency to play fast and loose with VA money. Yeah. Now, in some administrations, more than most, more than others. So it's important that there be a voice to talk to represent veterans. And there's a number of veterans organizations. And AmVets is a good one, and it's a local one here. And this is where something it percolates up from the post up to through the state or through the region and in the state and then up to the feds.
Yeah, so. And it's also we're involved in the community. Our biggest problem is we don't tell everyone what we're doing.
Well, okay, now you are.
Okay. The other thing is what just passed was the retirement pay. California was the last state that would give a benefit for retirees on their retirement.
Okay, so what we're talking about here is California is one of the last three states that still taxed the full amount of your retirement pay from the military.
That's correct.
And so, other states they've reduced they've completely stopped collecting taxes on your retired pay, or they would take a percentage of it. California hung right in there.
Yes. And so
one of the leaders in making sure that they could, you know, keep their thumb on veterans.
The biggest thing that happened was the reason why, the question came up, well, why is it the veterans? Well, think how many veterans retire in California.
There's millions of us here.
And the idea was to try to keep them in California because how much money is being lost by them moving out? My wife and I packed up, had a trailer. We were ready to leave California because she was the Army and I'm Navy. So
you both retired?
Huh?
Both of you had 20 years in?
I had over 20 years in.
Yeah. So you had you have a regular retirement. Yeah.
Right. And they were taxing the full amount. So, but other states aren't. So that's what was happening.
Pennsylvania doesn't tax your military retired income at all, but there's many other states that don't tax it at all. Or they just tax a percentage of it.
So that's why this was passed, was to try to influence veterans that retire to stay in California rather than move. Like mm-hmm. I said, we were ready to move. So,
well, and what they're going to do, and they just passed this thing, is the first, what,
20,000.
First 20,000 of your retirement pay is now tax exempt.
That's correct.
Okay.
So the next thing that's happening, and I just got this from AmVets, there's they're not local, but there's organizations that are going and helping you saying, oh, we will fight for your benefits, your VA benefits, but they charge.
Yeah, this is for people that are going into a, if you've been injured while on active duty.
Yeah, like me.
Like you, like many of us. And then what they would, instead of going through your veteran service officer, and we have a great veteran service office here.
Yeah, here in Shasta.
And you go in there, and they'll do the paperwork. They'll go into the VA to work on your some of the compensation for injuries suffered while on active duty. And this is just isn't combat injuries. It's you could break a leg, training, jumping off perfectly good airplanes and all this. But there's companies that have sprung up that will charge veterans for the same free information and services you get at the veteran service office, and they'll take a healthy chunk out of it.
It's up to about $12,000, I think that's what they said.
So veterans organizations are fighting against this, yet these companies are spending millions in the halls of Congress to say, oh, no, this is a real business and we're helping veterans. But it's a scam.
Yeah, so right now, see, I got the notice from AmVets on SB 694 to fight against this.
And this is a state bill?
This is a state bill. This is
Senate
right
bill?
Here.
Senate
right
bill?
There.
Okay.
That's and that's through AmVets. Now, that doesn't mean AmVets and the officer, council, I think it is, is behind it. American Legion's behind it, DAV, the veterans organization. So how does this get changed? Well, by being post-level, you're a member not only in the state, but you're also in the national. But right now we're fighting to try to prevent that. There's a lot of veterans like, I got injured playing sports in the Navy against Marines, by the way. So
that's what happens when you go up against a man-like team.
Well, they're
very manly.
They're
team.
Huge.
Yeah, they were.
So, yeah. But that's beside the point.
They're either big and strong like Rottweilers, or lean and strong like Dobies.
Yeah, I found out that Madden is a huge person, because I went against a Marine that was his uncle. He was a nephew of
John Madden.
John Madden, yeah. When I saw John Madden on the feet, he's huge. So yeah, so but that's that was
that's neither here nor there.
That's neither here.
But what we're saying here is you can get injured. It's not just like jumping off a plane, but if you're doing things and you're on active duty and get injured, now you can get shot and you get blown up too. But
yes,
these other things all count. Because you're serving in the armed forces, it can be anything. But you then rate the care afterwards. And all we're saying is there's companies out there that have a great advertising scheme. And I know somebody that used this. And I said, why would you do that? You go down to the VSO, they'll do the same thing, and it's not going to cost you anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but to me it was like I didn't understand the concept of why he would do it, knowing that we have a very, very, very good Shasta County Veteran Service Officer that would do the exact same thing. And it wouldn't cost him $10,000.
Well, see, I know a local that veteran that did the same thing. He paid a company to get the same benefits that he could have got free.
Yeah.
So,
And because of this, the way they advertise it, so what they're looking at is to, if you're going to do this, become accredited. And if you're an accredited organization, then you can move forward with it. But these organizations that, they're collecting the money are unaccredited because they can't get their credit.
So anyway, that's
we got 1 minute.
Okay, so that's the reason why you should belong
strong
to
finish
a post.
Here.
So, yeah, so.
How do they join MVETS Post here?
What? I'm sorry?
How do they join the MVETS Post?
Well, you can contact Tom Johnson or myself. I'll give the phone numbers at the end.
Okay.
You have to leave a message because Tom Johnson and myself are very busy. It's not just with veteran doing veteran
well,
stuff.
We've reached the end.
Okay.
So we
all right. All right.
So better okay. Give me quick.
So if you have any questions, you can call the following numbers. For Tom Johnson, 530-357-3380. For myself, Cockrell, 530-605-8114. And because we're busy, leave a message. We'll get back to you.
Do you have a Facebook page? Do you have a website? Anything?
We're going to be starting that.
Good idea.
Because that's the new thing.
Well, it's not real new.
But, well, I know, but yeah.
But you need to hop into that. Okay, Dave. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for what you do for our veterans and our community. All right. We're going to take a quick break for the news, and Reading Police Department should be joining us.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Kremlin says Russian President Putin has had a constructive three-hour meeting with President Trump's special envoys, Witkoff, in Moscow. The talks come ahead of Mr. Trump's deadline for Russia to get a peace deal with Ukraine or potentially face crushing economic sanctions. And the president supports the redrawing of congressional maps in Texas, although not all of his fellow Republicans are on board.
The president says Democrats do redistricting, so the Republicans should too.
Yeah, they'll do it anyway. Why, if we stop over there, they would have done it anyway.
But several House Republicans are voicing their opposition. Axios reports that GOP lawmakers Kevin Kiley of California and Mike Lawler of New York want to ban mid-decade redistricting in all states. Representative Nicole Malliotakis of New York said it's wrong for either party to do it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Tom Cotton does not question reports of starvation in Gaza. What he does question is who is to blame.
You have the lies spread by Hamas and its willing dupes and apologists and sympathizers in Europe and the United States that Israel was guilty for starving poor children in Gaza, when in reality it's Hamas. It's always used food as a weapon.
The Arkansas Republican on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. Trump ally Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn makes it official she is entering Tennessee's wide-open 2026 governor's race. And that sets up a primary showdown with another Trump supporter, GOP Congressman John Rose, vying to succeed term-limited Republican Governor Bill Lee. Watching Wall Street, stocks trading higher this morning. The Dow is up about 112 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 102, and the S&P better by 26 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Taylor Fritz and Ben Shelton have won in the quarterfinals of the National Bank Open, setting up the first All-American semifinal in an ATP Masters 1000 tournament in 15 years.
The second-seeded Fritz beat number 6-seed Andrei Rublev 6-3-7-6. He hit 20 aces, including one that finished off the match. Shelton, the number 4-seed, then beat number 9 Alex de Minaur of Australia 6-3-6-4. The 22-year-old reached the semifinal of an ATP Masters 1000 tournament for the first time. The matchup Wednesday between Fritz and Shelton will be the first time since Andy Roddick beat Marty Fish at Cincinnati in 2010 that two Americans meet in an ATP Masters 1000 semifinal. Fritz won their only previous meeting in 2023 at Indian Wells. Bernie Bennett reporting.
An outbreak of the chikungunya virus in China prompting preventative measures, governments using mosquito nets and disinfection, threatening fines for those who fail to disperse, and deploying drones to look for insect breeding grounds. Townhall.com. Here's an unusually fishy story.
Firefighters say a brush fire in the Canadian province of British Columbia was caused when a bird dropped a fish on power lines. Ashcroft Fire Rescue say in social media posts that the fire happened on August 1st about 4 miles south of the town, sharing photos that include a charred fish on the blackened ground. The post says investigators found the fish that had been dropped by a local osprey on the hydro lines, with the resulting embers starting the fire on dry grass below. Keith Peters, Washington.
An Alabama home where Martin Luther King Jr. and others planned marches in the 1960s, call for black voting rights, has been fully reconstructed at a museum near Detroit. It has been a delicate operation to move and preserve the Jackson home, along with other artifacts from the civil rights era of the 60s. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. And today, the 6th of August, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And good morning, Ben. National Wiggle Your Toes Day, which
good morning.
I could have gone through another, 12 days without that.
I do have Dominic on the phone yesterday.
That's right. I told him to call in at 8 o'clock this morning so he can make an announcement. So, let's go. Dominic, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. And you have an announcement to make.
Yes. This Thursday, Chris Curtis will is going to come and speak and field some questions to our membership. It's the Shasta County Republican Assembly at Shasta Bible College in the chapel.
Okay.
On Goodwalker, and he's going to field questions, and we're going to open it up to the public, whoever wants to come.
This is the registrar of voters that was appointed by the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. So Clint Curtis is going to be at your meeting. It's going to be when?
Thursday.
Okay, tomorrow?
That would be tomorrow.
Yep.
And at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., and at Shasta Bible College in the chapel.
Okay.
And that's 2951 Goodwater Avenue in Redding.
It's open to the public.
It's open to the public. It's our normal monthly membership meeting. We have a meeting once a month, and we have, right now we have 50 members. And so we're going to do some business in for about 15, 20 minutes, and then we'll bring Clint up, and he's anxious to talk to us, and, he's pretty open what he's trying to do. And I think most of our membership support him in his efforts.
Okay.
And, yeah.
All right. So it's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be at 6 p.m. It's going to be out at the Shasta Bible College. And the public's invited.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Dominic.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.
What's the weather look like? looks hot. I'm glad I'm not driving around and wearing body armor. Partly sunny. I don't know why it starts out saying that. And it's going to be sunny and hot with a high of 97 today, 100 tomorrow. And it's going to stay in the hundreds, the triple digits through next Tuesday. Sunny and hot, sunny and hot, sunny and hot. I think the biggest day is Saturday where it's 106, but then 105 on Sunday. The lows are going to be in the low to mid-70s at night. Not a lot of wind, it looks like, right now, but it's going to be hot out there. So be prepared. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I do outstanding work out there. Like I said, been 30 years in the business, almost 30 years in the business, and three generations of the Kenny family are working out there. So, hey, it's a good business. It's a great business, and they do a lot for our community. Shasta Gas Propane. And speaking of somebody does a lot for our community, I've got Reading Police Chief Brian Barner with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Carl.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have our front line of defense on.
Yep, always point, good to sit down with you.
The pointy end of the spear.
and it's been a little bit. We've been rotating in a lot of our leadership team, which is good.
Which is outstanding. You know, and you come in like, you know, once a quarter.
Yep.
And kind of wrap it up. I mean, wrap up all the other ones that come in. And but it gives people a chance to meet your leadership. And then have them, because they're so involved in their different departments, kind of give us a real lowdown on what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good for them to come in and for the community to get to know your listeners, get to know the great men and women that we have working for the Reading Police
absolutely.
Department, you know, that I'm proud to work with every day. We have a great police department, great leadership. And I'm very proud of that.
I think of law enforcement as being a team out here. You know, Shasta County and Anderson, you know, the sheriffs and Anderson, because you all work together so well. This latest bust, the marijuana bust.
Yeah, that was a great one.
$485,000.
Now, yeah. And my hat's off. That was started and really run by a patrol officer. A patrol officer
really?
Ran that whole investigation and, yeah, just did an outstanding job.
Did somebody give him a phone call and say, hey, there's something weird going on over here? I mean, I know you must be getting thousands of phone calls.
Like yeah, that. He just, you know, he kind of, you know, got a call and ran with it. And
wow.
You know, we might do 100 thousands of those, and this one just, it ended up being the
41
being a good
guns.
One. But that's, you know, that's why, a lot of officers get into law enforcement is, that's
that
those sorts of investigations, and that's the fun part. That's what we love doing in law enforcement.
Okay, now look, 41 guns, 21 pounds of cannabis, prepared cannabis, a real technical or high speed grows in two houses, $485,000 in what are the shrink wrapped money. Now, does the police department in the city? Is that yours now?
So it will go through the asset seizure process.
Right.
So there's a process that goes through there. But, yeah, most likely a good chance that we get a significant chunk of that. There are legalities of where that money goes. Certain parts of it goes to the sheriff's office and to the mm-hmm. DA's office and different
sure.
stuff like that. But, yeah, most likely if the courts decide that it is okay for that asset seizure, we'll get a significant chunk of that money, which is good, which – that money goes above and beyond what our current budget is.
Yeah.
So we keep that in an asset seizure fund and use it for, it's kind of our rainy day fund. As the chief and the leadership team, we decide when we need equipment, different needs that we have at the department that we aren't able to fulfill with our general fund dollars, that we can use that asset seizure money for that. So most of it goes towards equipment, different things like that, not personnel.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can see we like for hiring because
it's one-time money.
It's one-time money.
Yes.
Unless you can do this once a month.
Yeah, correct. which would be great, but
it's good on one side, but bad on the other.
Yeah.
That you're going, well, how in the heck did this one guy, I'm sure he's part of a group of people, but $485,000.
Cash.
Cash.
You don't have that laying around, Carl?
Well, you know what? I looked at my safe the other day, and I looked through everything, And I did not find $485,000.
Yep, me too.
I'm not sure I found enough ammunition. Anyway, so I just thought that was kind of a really good way to start off the show that says, you know, that, and it started with the patrol officer.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Great work by that officer.
Yeah, okay. Hey, we're here with Brian Barner, Chief Brian Barner of the Reading Police Department. We got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Shasta College Theater Department is holding auditions for its fall production of A Midsummer Night's Dream on August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. The auditions will take place in the Shasta College Theater, Building 500. Auditions are open to both Shasta College students and community members. Prospective participants are encouraged to prepare a one-minute dramatic monologue. Performances for Midsummer Night's Dream, running from October 10th through 19th.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yep, it is. It's hump day, and welcome back to the show. Now, we started that, and we had that for a long time, and then we stopped. And then when Sheriff Mike Johnson first came on, he goes, hey, and we played it for somebody. He thought that was the funniest thing. And Linda loves it. So,
yep.
So on Wednesdays, which is our law enforcement,
yep,
you know, day, we always play that.
Every time I'm in here, I get to hear it.
It's hump day. So thanks for remembering there, buddy.
I try.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Reading Police Chief Brian Barner, and we were just talking about this huge marijuana bust they made, and it started with a patrol officer who got wind of it somehow.
Yep.
Ended up with two houses with sophisticated grow operations being taken down, $485,000 in money confiscated, 41 firearms, at least 41.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. Oh, and then some of the cultivated cannabis, 21 pounds of that.
It's just the work that goes into those. I don't think that, you know, the normal citizen understands with the search warrants and then writing additional search warrants after getting additional information when they serve the first one.
Sure.
And just all the work that goes into not the initial investigation to get to the point of getting that search warrant, but then, you know, you think of booking 41 guns into evidence and doing all the paperwork for the asset seizure and counting the money. And it's just a huge lift for staff. So, they did a great job and everybody jumped in. All our specialty units helped out, with that investigation. And, so it was good. It was a good team effort by the police department.
Complete surprise to the people, obviously.
Yes.
When they walked
yes.
in. Hey, I saw photos. Those were not lever action carbines. These were not shotguns. These were some pretty high powered rifles.
Yeah.
We're talking about
very, very nice
semi-automatic. Stuff. Yeah. So what happens to all those?
Well, unfortunately now in California, they've changed the legalities for police departments. So we used to, the law changed where we could actually sell those to a dealer, FFL.
A regular firearms dealer.
So, and then those could be resold by, you know, and obviously whoever would come in and buy those, it would be legal and they would go
through the background check.
But that changed, and so we're no longer able to do that. So unfortunately, we have to destroy all of our evidence guns. We can't sell them anymore. So it's a sad day when they're cutting up all these beautiful antique, you know, very expensive.
Yeah, they're not all, auto loading rifles. A lot of them are nice.
Yep.
You know, they're hunting rifles and things like this, but you have to destroy them.
Yeah, and so, you know, about every 6 months to a year, we would have a lot. And so the dealers could come in and bid on that lot.
Yeah.
And whoever was the lowest bid would get that, and then that FFL would turn them and,
lowest bid or highest bid.
Correct.
Lowest bid or highest bid?
Lowest bid, of course. I'm sorry, highest bid.
Highest bid. Okay, sorry. I was going to say lowest
bid. Good catch.
I'd be right in there. Yeah, here's my FFL, and I'll give you 10 cents.
Good catch. I saw your eyes light up.
Lowest bid?
Maybe that's why they got rid of that law.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's and then I think the judge has put a stay on the ammunition charge.
Yes, I saw that.
And that, so it's a constant battle.
Yes,
going on for just having your Second Amendment rights. On the other hand, when you see felons with this many weapons, then you have to ask yourself. And I know you are always, where did you get these from? Where do they get these from?
You know, it's a network that's out there and they're crafty and they don't follow the legalities. That's why they're criminals. And so they have their own network out there that they can come up and find guns, buy guns. They're not going to go down and register.
Are most of them stolen or is it straw purchases from someplace else and they're bringing them in and that kind of?
You know, it varies. There's usually, you know, out of the 41, there might be a few. These, just because of the amount of money, a lot of them were not stolen. They weren't unregistered. They just have gone through that process of coming from out of state or different areas.
Yeah. Okay. So the new tax initiative just passed.
Yeah. So last,
I mean, not the tax
didn't
initiative.
Pass.
No, the tax initiative hasn't passed, but they are the city council voted to put it on the ballot November 4th.
Yeah, so it's a citizen-led initiative. So the city council had a special meeting last night, and they voted 4-1 to put that on the ballot. So it'll go on to
4-1.
4-1 vote. So out of the five,
who voted against it?
Councilmember Audette.
Okay.
Was the dissent, and then the others were in favor, and so that will go on to the ballot November 4th of this year.
Okay. So this ballot, if you look at it, the money's fenced.
Correct.
By law, if it passes, and the percentage comes to law enforcement, city police, I think, then the, but the police, some of it goes to the jail, I think.
Correct.
And, but, oh, and fire.
Yeah. Yes.
So police and fire first. It's not the county. It's not a county thing, but I think some money does go to the county.
Yeah, and you know, as a city official, I'll be careful on but you know, as far as the on, you know, talking about it too much. But I just really encourage you know your listeners to go and research. There's a lot of misinformation out there, but yes, it is. I think the citizen-led committee has done an excellent job, and the city has done a good job with putting the fences up with what the money can be used
for. It's not going to be used for raises or anything like that. It's going to be for hiring new hires.
Correct.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, equipment. It supplements the police department budget. So I believe it's 12 or 13% to the police department.
Yep.
12 to 13% somewhere in there for the Shasta County Sheriff's Office for staffing the jail.
Right.
Because we can have we can have cops in every corner, but if we can't hold them at the jail that is run by the sheriff, then, you know, we're just booking and releasing. And this community is very familiar and knows that that's an issue here.
Catch and release.
We need a new jail. We need to staff our jail. The Reading Police Department needs the people that, you know, we're their number one customer at the jail because we book a lot of people, and we need them to hold those people and have the facility to hold those people. Yeah. It would greatly improve our community.
Yeah, you know, what happened to the old tent farms? And you put them in pink.
Yep.
California. Chief, right now we are short officers in the police department.
Yeah, so we went through the recent 2-year budget, which started July 1, and so that reduced our staff. We're at 122, and so right now we have 114 allocated positions.
Allocated.
Yes. So, and as of today, we have 111. Three of them are in the academy right now.
Okay.
A couple are in field training. We have two out of states that are at a 1-month program, and they go through a 1-month post peace officer standards and training for California to get certified in California. So we have those. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy fall for the FTO program to get some new people on board. And then we have a few others in the hiring process. I think this afternoon we have a couple interviews for a lateral and an academy person.
Okay.
We're looking to send probably three to the academy in October. So if anybody's out there that's interested in working for the Reading Police Department, Carl, you're in.
If I could get through post, could I apply?
We'll take you. Come on down.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You got to pass the background though too.
How far back do you go?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're, anybody interested, or if you know anybody interested in law enforcement, send them our way. If you know a young person, you know, 15 years old to 20 that is interested, send them our way for the Explorer program. we have our cadet program that starts at 18. That's to work with the Shasta College and the AOJ and Simpson College. It's geared around these young adults that are going through the Administration of Justice program, criminal justice. We work around their college schedule as cadets. Very successful with our cadets becoming community service officers and police officers.
Well, I've interviewed people in here that they've been with the Reading Police Department since they were 18.
Yep.
In the cadet program and then communities, just like you described.
Yep.
And then became a police officer.
And we're very successful with the people that we get at a young age and then they grow up in the police department.
Well, the standards at Reading Police Department have always been pretty high. And this makes it harder at sometimes to recruit.
Yeah, and you know, you just look at law enforcement in general and the recent LA riots and everything else that's going on, and the officers standing on the line just getting pelted with, you know, what young adults watching that going, "Hey, that's what I want to do. I want to stand there and in a riot and spitting on you, throwing, you know, all kinds of nasty stuff on you." So, but they're we're lucky that we have young adults that still want to get into this job.
One of my favorite reels is that guy reaching out for that police officer, and I don't even know where the police officer's from, reaching out to grab his firearm or something. The guy just left hooks him. The guy turns around. He has no idea where he's at this point after he got punched. Don't touch me.
Yep.
Don't, you can yell at me. You can say these things. But don't touch me.
Yeah, but that's not a fun time to be a law enforcement officer.
No, because, you know, it puts you on, you may not even agree, especially with all these ICE things going on. You may not even agree with what's going on, but this is your job, serve and protect.
Correct.
You don't get a chance to say, well, now I'm not going to roll on this one because, gee, I'm just not sure I agree with the politics of it.
Yep.
Yeah, same thing in the military. So, I had an officer one time tell me, I don't know if I could go there, and this is in South Africa, so they had apartheid. And he said, I don't know if I could go there. And we were ordered there to support that government. I'm not sure I could do that. And he was a young officer. And I went, well, then perhaps you're in the wrong profession.
Absolutely.
How many people do you think want to go to war, want to go do these things? But that's your profession, buddy.
Yep, you sign up to serve.
Yeah, and if you can't do it, it's not too late to resign your commission.
Yeah.
Which he didn't do. And
law enforcement's the same way, where, you know, some people get into the profession and it just is not, it's not their calling, and move on, and that's okay. But we do have, we are very lucky. We have great staff. We have, you know, our not only our police officers, but all staff, our professional staff are just, we have really good people at the police department.
Great. Hey, I'm here with Chief Brian Barner. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Came into existence in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. And when I moved here in 2007, I started going to Cypress Square Barbershop, and I've never gone to another barbershop since. Never had a bad haircut, always enjoyed the experience. I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478, so I can set it on a schedule that works for me, and I roll in, get a haircut, and roll out. After having snappy patter and a good time with Tim and Logan, who are the barbers in there, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. That's what they do, and they're damn good at what they do. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Celebrate the end of summer with a family barbecue on your new Green Mountain Smart Control Pellet Grill from Kent's Meat and Groceries. Grill through your home Wi-Fi network from your favorite chair or even the pool. Shop Kent's Meat Department for fresh extra lean ground chuck, whole trim tri-tip T-bone or porterhouse steaks, plus watermelon and white corn on the cob, all on sale this month along with Bud, Miller, Coors, and Pepsi products. Don't forget side dishes and salads made fresh daily from Kathy's Deli. Kent's Meat's a grocery in Kathy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Labor Day weekend.
Finally, transparent elections in Shasta County. Your new county clerk, Clint Curtis, needs your support now. We're having a fantastic fundraising dinner at Wind River, August 28th. Live auction, drawing, games, and of course, great people. Get your tickets now. This event will sell out. Call Patrick at 530-222-3223 or Jody at 530-510-3533. Clint Curtis, county clerk, fundraising dinner this August 28th at Wind River. And thank you for your support.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
turtlebay.com.
Wings of Summer, butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond, 8:35 in the morning here on August the 6th. And 74 degrees out there, going up to, what did I say today, 97. So, we're here with Reading Police Chief Brian Barner, and on the phone is Nick. Good morning, Nick. Do you have a question?
I do have a question.
Now, I'm looking for a question and not a five-minute soliloquy on something else.
Well, let's talk about your horse, then.
Well, hey, my show.
I'm curious. What percentage of the police department's calls involve the homeless, and what percentage of their time is spent on the homeless? That's my question.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
It is a good one. And, Nick, just so you know, Your camp that you gave me last night, I handed it off to our community work program, so they should be coming out to take care of that for you today. So I appreciate that last night at the council meeting from you. You know, I'd have to go back and look at exactly call for service. You know, I my guess would be 20-30% of our calls. That's probably being pretty conservative because, you know, we do deal with the homeless, and we get a lot of calls for service on that. You know, that's a number one complaint every time we do a survey with our community, is the homeless camps and the homeless being the number one issue that they would like us to address. So, you know, again, I think that's pretty conservative, and I could have my statistician look into the calls for service.
That would be interesting because... And it's a good question, Nick, is that if you're spending 35% of your officer's time trying to deal with homelessness, and because the homelessness then goes out into other things.
Correct. I mean, that's why it's hard to put a number on that, because there's so many different calls for service. Now, easy if it's illegal encampments, if it's, you know, specific calls for service, those are easy. But there's so many other drunken public. Is it a homeless drunken public, or is it, you know, somebody at a bar that just left that is being called in. So that one, you know, that just is an example.
And that wouldn't
of,
necessarily fall into what the when they write the report, would it? Or it might, or it should.
So what we can do is we can come up with a way to track specific to if it's a homeless issue or a transient related issue. There's a way to track that, but you know, we only do that in specific circumstances, like marijuana cases back when marijuana was a big issue and we were looking at the legalization, and so we looked at specifically those calls for service. But there are specific calls for service that would be able to be tracked, but you know, off the top of my head, I would say, you know, 20 to 30% maybe, and again, it might be higher than that.
Okay, thanks, Nick. One of the ways that instilling confidence and getting people involved is your national night out. That was last night.
Yeah, it was a great event last night. So our neighborhood watch coordinator, CSO, Amy Thompson, she did a great job organizing that with all the block captains in the city. And we went out and went to several different parties. So we had the leadership of the Reading Police Department. We had all the department directors. DA's office came out with us. All the council members came out after they finished up their special meeting. And it was a great night. Good weather, great parties, and just got to go out and talk to the community members, talk to them about their concerns. The police department brings out stats for the last year within that neighborhood, so we were able to talk about the issues and what to look for, and just answer questions for our community members. So, again, it's a national event, so it was going on across the nation, and overall, I thought it went really well.
Good. It gets people, you know, Reading, you know, we complain about so many things, but there's things that Reading does, like the from REU and that light program, when they put all these LED lights out, my street, you could literally play baseball on that street. Okay, you know, I mean, of course, I'm exaggerating. That's what I do. But it is, I mean, you can see all the way down the street where before you couldn't. There was dark spots in there. And, you know, that just, it gives you a safer feeling, I think, when you can walk outside at 10 o'clock at night and you're walking your dog or something, and you've got enough light that you can actually see what's going on around you.
Absolutely. REU and Nick Zettel's the director out there. They do a great job, great team out there. And, you know, I would put them up against anybody else as far as a utility goes. And, you know, everybody that lives in the city of Reading, I'm a county guy, so I'm very jealous of you, city of Reading, REU customers, and the rates that you pay.
Which are always going up too, but not as fast as PG&E boys.
Absolutely not.
It must be tough to get that $2,000 bill like a friend of ours did.
Yep.
They don't have a huge house out in Texas Springs. They don't have a huge, they do have a swimming pool. They got a $2,000 bill 1 month.
Wow.
I mean, wow. So, but going back, you know, in our police department here, this tax initiative would go percentage to you all, percentage to the fire department, percentage to the sheriff's jail.
Correct.
And that would allow you then to bring the number of officers back up. Would that allow you to bring the officers back up to 122?
Correct. That would be the plan. Obviously, we have to wait until we see what happens November 4th.
Right.
And
I mean,
then we become,
it passed, I'm
but it would
about.
It would significantly change the police department. Not only you know, immediately, but moving into the future and adding staff, going back to, you know, our downtown bike team, our crisis intervention team, our park rangers, going back to having those fully staffed and having four or more in those units. I think we need to have a proactive unit in our detective division. I think we're missing the boat with that. We have, you know, a lot of issues right now with parole dropping. There's a lot of people from out of the area that are getting paroled to Reading. And just having the manpower and the officers to go out and check on that.
Let's revisit what you just said. They're being paroled to Reading.
Correct.
Is that because they were Reading originally? Or, I mean, if they're doing something in L.A., can they be paroled up here?
Yes.
How?
State law changed. Imagine that. So if they have, there's a reason why they cannot be paroled because of the crime that they committed in the area that they were convicted, then they can be moved to another jurisdiction.
Well, what would that be? I mean, like, what, child molestation or things like this? Because that gets hinky real quick.
Yeah, correct. And that's where the police department started figuring this out, because when sex registrants, they are required to register. So when they come into our community and register at the police department, we have a program that they meet with one of our sexual our sex crime detectives, and they're interviewed, and so we have a little chat with them and a little welcome to Reading, and if you violate, we're going to send you back to prison. And so what they were seeing was people from out of the area that were being paroled here, and so that has started the kind of looking deeper into that, and so we're continuing to do that and continuing to work with parole and the state to dig deeper into that and find out why we're doing this.
Is this something we should all be aware of? Obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're continuing to look into this, but that's just one example of what we could do with more staffing. The registrants that are out there having the staffing to go out and do proactive checks on them. Any gang issues that coming up, having not only the ability to go out and be proactive, but having a team that's actively monitoring our gang activity and just making sure we stay the safe community that we are. We're very lucky to not have a gang problem in the city of Reading.
Yeah, we do have gangs.
We do have, they spur up. Uh-huh. And and we're very proactive on making sure that we get on them quickly and make sure they know that they're not welcome in this community. And I think we do a very good job with that. It started back with Bob Blankenship when he was chief many, many years ago.
Well, I heard stories back, it was well before I got here, and heard stories the Constitution maybe wasn't as strong in a couple of things when they were your Bill of Rights, when you were dealing with some of the gangs around here.
Yeah,
they got their hands around it.
But a year and a half ago, we had a homicide and a shooting, and it was some gang affiliation to it. It was some young people that thought they were gang members, and so we quickly addressed that and put our staff on that, and we're very proactive of going not only the people that were involved in that, but that whole group to make sure that they knew that they were not welcome in this city.
Well, we got to take a break. Because I've heard people kind of alluding to this thing about the parolees, but now with you telling us that we're getting people paroled into the city of Reading from Southern California, Central California, other places. How do they pick us?
And that's the million-dollar question that we would love to find out from the state of why do they pick Reading?
And we can't push back?
That's where the police chief and the sheriff and, getting us – and the Anderson police chief getting us all together as a unified front in the community and pushing back.
We don't need gangbangers coming into the city. We don't need sexual problems coming into our city from another area. It has nothing to do with us. I don't even know how they could do it, because do you have a relative in Shasta County? Maybe that's how they do it or something, but just to select the county. Oh, eeny, meeny.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so you have to be that county, that city that pushes back.
Yeah.
So that they go to the easier one. So we'll continue to do that as a police department and as a city.
Okay. All right. Speaking of assault, you're getting ready to be assaulted right now by Linda, and we're going to take a quick break.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda just rolled in. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning. I had to come in and make sure that...
The Chief was under control.
That, yeah. And, you know, fascinating always having you on, Chief.
Yeah,
well,
Chief
good
Brian
to see
Bonner
you, Linda.
Is with
always
us.
Always good.
Now, tomorrow we're going to have a... At 7 o'clock, we are going to have... A segment of the Reading Public Works is going to join us. And this is going to be the guys that do all the traffic lights. And we're going to talk about traffic lights and traffic control. And they're going to roll in here and talk about the streets and what's happening and all of this tomorrow at 7. And then Doug Jenke joins us at 8 o'clock.
I wanted to remind
everybody.
Because we
have to have a very liberal person in now and then.
I wanted to remind everybody that today is the health fair.
Yes.
Out at Wind River, so I'm heading over there after the show, and it starts at 9, so head on out to Wind River, and you'll won't be disappointed. Yeah, outside, I think they have all kinds of vendors and booths and stuff like that.
They do. I think it goes from 9 to 2 today. Okay, let me check. For sure, I've got 1,000 pages of stuff here. And, yeah, it goes from 9 to 2 today at Wind River Resort Casino Event Center. Hey, we're here with Chief Brian Barner, and he just dropped a bomb on us. Just dropped.
Welcome to the life of a chief.
There you go.
These are the daily things we deal with.
When did the state of California pass a law that said that people, that when they're being put on parole, they don't have to stay in the same county that they were arrested in, and we've been getting... An influx. I'm not saying an overwhelming tide, but we're getting people in from other counties.
Yeah, and this has been something.
Is this out of state too?
No, just
in state.
Yeah, we did have the homicide suspect. It was from Colorado.
That's true.
That came into a program here locally downtown, and
didn't even know that he had been in prison, from what I understand. But that's just anecdotal stuff. So
so we just have to be very careful, and that's why it's good to have a police department like the community has that we keep an eye on these. And. And when we see an influx of change like this, and we have our detectives are interviewing sex registrants that are coming in to register, and they see something that is a little out of whack, like why do we have these people from out of the area coming in here? And so we start asking questions, start looking into it, and start working with the state to find out, and our local parole agents to say, why are we seeing this influx, and asking for some numbers. And so that's what we're in the process of right now, and working with others.
You're starting to see them. So how do we keep this from becoming a tide, a tsunami?
Yeah, that's having a police department and a police chief that. And city leadership that says that this isn't acceptable. I know Sheriff Johnson's on board. I know, everybody in this community is against that. We have enough issues to deal with on our own than to deal with people from out of the area.
Yeah, let's just bring in half of the Crips from this part of L.A. Just bring them in here and put them on parole. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
They're not going to have their fellow Crips around them. They're going to be just good.
And that's, going back to having additional staffing in the police department, you have to have the staffing and the ability to go out and look into these things and dig deeper, because it does. It takes a lot of time, a lot of staff time to do that.
Every chief we've had on is so strong on proactive policing as opposed to reactive policing. And when we got down to a certain number, everything was you were reacting all the time.
Correct.
And when you react to things, you're up to your butt in alligators all the time. With the extra officers and the proactive, where you can start looking at problems that haven't happened yet.
Correct.
And try to prevent them.
And that's when you're a very effective police department, I feel. When you do have the staffing to be out and be proactive and get ahead of problems before they become big problems.
Hmm. Yeah,
and the gangs are one, the parole issue is one, and making sure you keep a lid on that, your quality of life issues, that you hear the number one complaint is the camps.
Yeah.
You have to have the staffing to go out and keep the pressure on those. And I think the community, I've heard, since we've had a reduction in staff, they have seen the camps creep back. My staff has been telling me that, that it's creeping back in because we just don't have the additional staffing to get out
push
there
them out.
And keep the pressure on.
Yeah. And it's one of the things, that when you drive into town, you come down 44, people come off 5, coming up 44, it's Tehama Street right down
correct.
There. Tehama Street, we were commenting the other day, it doesn't look bad. I mean, you don't see a lot of strange things. But then after we had said that, sure enough, I'm driving down there the other day and there's somebody on the sidewalk with, was having a conversation with God, I guess. I'm not sure, but they wanted to make sure God heard them because they were yelling. And you don't want to, when people are coming into town, you don't really want to see that.
Yep. Absolutely. So. Yeah. If you're coming through and you're from out of town and you see that, people aren't going to stop. They're not going to stop and use our services here. They're not going to stop at a restaurant. They're not going to stay at a hotel here. If they stay in a hotel here and their car gets broken into, they're not going to come back.
No.
So we need to make sure it's safe. We're very lucky as far as our violent crime. I think we have a very safe city. But it's all the low level crime, mm-hmm. and it's a direct reflection of the state of California and decriminalization of lower level crimes, not holding people accountable. But hopefully we're seeing a little bit of a swing back where people are starting to say enough's enough, which is good.
Okay. We got a minute and a half left. Last thoughts here.
Just, thank you for having me again. And, I appreciate you having, the other members of the police department in here talking about their programs you know, the police department. We love the community that we work for. I'm very proud of our police department that we have here and the community. I've grown up in this community, and I think that we're on the right track. I hope that, you know, the tax initiative is goes well, but I will tell the community that if it is not, we will still have the Reading Police Department. We will still do 110% for this community and work hard for this community, whether it's successful or not.
Well, and you're getting ready to start. You're sending some to post. You've got some that are doing some app moves in here. So, because your attrition just from retirement every year, plus there are the injuries there that take a policeman off the job.
And it's a tough job. And and you have people that have come to the police department. I mean, under Chief Shuler, we hired 60 plus police officers.
Wow.
And you know, we've had changes in our culture at the police department, our leadership in the police department. And so we have people that the Reading Police Department might not be for them. And so, you know, that might go to a different agency, and that's okay for people that want to do that and make that move. But you know, we continue to hire good quality people. We'll keep our high standards up. You know, we have quite a few coming into the FTO program this fall, and we'll get back to our full staffing at 114.
Super. Well, thanks a lot, Chief, and please pass on from all of us to your officers too.
Yep, and thank you for the support. There. And again, our community is great, and continue all the listeners out there. Please, the police officers love to hear. You know, thank you for your service. We hear it all the time, and it makes it easier to work in this community and makes us want to work for this community.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Hey, everybody, tomorrow we're going to talk in streets and lights because I have questions. And then Doug Jenke will come on, and he and I will argue back and forth about things. But have a great day. It's going to be hot out there, so stay safe, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.